that include Portage. So yes, people in Portage, if you're not in the shelter, you should be very near the shelter.
Yeah, at this point, just based on what we see on radar, it's not that far away from getting into the Portage area. I would expect probably about in the next 10 minutes, it will be in the Portage area, and a little bit later, possibly even into the Fort Winnebago area, and then Partyville as well. Granted, Partyville is not in the warning yet, but keep your ears open. And the best way to listen to us, again, is 99.7 Max FM in the Baraboo area, 103.7 FM, the Reedsburg area, streaming on via the free Civic Media app is the almost best alternative because you can take that mobile device for you.
Hey,
look,
Dave,
for Maximus.
I don't mean to interrupt you there for a second, but we've got a second area of rotation that's forming now just north of Lodi. So this is just north of Lodi. If you slide your radar down just a little bit from the current tornado warning, there's a second area of rotation. This is your early heads up. You were just talking about Poinette. This is to the west of Poinette. I think it will slide just to the north of Poinette, but now two areas of rotation with this one that is directly southwest of Portage, and now a new area of rotation that is directly southwest of Poinette. So, again, if you're in Poinette, you're looking off to the west, you're like, gee, that doesn't look very good. Well, that's for a reason. So if you want to seek shelter, go ahead. But again, there's no official tornado warning for the Poinette area, but there is another area of rotation that has started to spin up there, Dave.
And so just to give a quick update, Dave Grant, Corey Hartman, 301 on Wednesday afternoon, the tornado warning for East Central Sauk County has been canceled because it has moved out of the area. Now the primary concern is the Columbia County area. So we are watching the Poinette area. If you're in that Poinette area, you're not officially warned yet, but I do see that rotation on the radar. I would be ready to seek shelter. Again, if you're in the Portage area, you should be ready to seek shelter as well as we're watching the storm move through the Columbia County area right now. So that is everything that's current as we look at the radar. So I'm interested that Poinette is not in that warning, Corey, at this point, looking at the radar.
I mean, it's close enough, right? I'm right in Watertown, so if I blip out here, that's why. But yeah, we've got, I would call it broad rotation southwest of Portage up on the bluff and a little bit stronger rotation now on the southern portion of that storm. They probably won't issue another tornado warning because that circulation looks like it will actually move into the current tornado warning polygon. So this is still going to be west of Poinette, southwest of Portage.
So again, if you're listening to us in those areas, you should be seeking shelter at this point in time. Just err on the side of caution because a tornado warning means that the possibility of tornadic activity, according to the radar, is possible in these areas. So again, err on the side of caution. Seek shelter indoors, away from windows, lowest room of your house if you're in that Columbia County area. And I'm watching the storm. It's getting about, I would say, 3 miles outside of Portage, Corey, at this point in time. So I would be seeking shelter. And again, we are watching the severe thunderstorm warning in Juneau County that's affecting just north of Westfield. And then also in Washera County, that area is basically the Wautoma area at this point in time as I look at that cell on radar to our north. So we're watching the severe thunderstorm warnings to our north and the tornado warning for portions of Columbia County that goes until 3:30 p.m., and if you're in the Portage area, Poinette area, I would be seeking shelter until this storm clears at this point, Corey. It's just,
there's also a rotating storm over just east of Fox Lake, north of Beaver Dam. I know it's getting just outside of our coverage area, but that one is kind of separate from the rest of the pack here. So if you've got friends in the Fox Lake area, again, not warned, but it's an isolated supercell that is rotating over there. So we've got this line that basically stretches from Westfield all the way down to McFarland. But then we've still got these isolated supercells out in front of that. In fact, they just issued a tornado warning on that for the Fox Lake area.
All right. So again, Dave Grant, Corey Hartman, 304. We're broadcasting live on Max FM for tornado warnings that are in the listening area. And so we are monitoring the one that's in Columbia County. Again, point at area, portage area. You should be seeking shelter indoors, lowest level of your home or business until this storm passes through. And if you are on an first floor level, somewhere that's away from windows, protect your head as well. This sounds silly, but a bike helmet is a very good thing to have during an event like this, because you want to protect your head when you're in these types of situations from debris that can fly through the air. And it does not take much to injure yourself in that event. So again, we're watching two tornado warnings now, Corey, on radar here. And the other one is for portions of Dodge County towards the Beaver Dam area, Fox Lake area. And the one that is directly in our listening area for Columbia County now. And definitely seeing a little bit of heavier stuff. And again, it's just definitely heading towards the Poinette area. And I would say in that area, I would be seeking shelter as well as portage until we give you an all clear at this point.
Yep, just navigating some traffic here again. I'm storm chasing down in the Watertown vicinity, and you want to be safe when you come to those four-way intersections. So, yeah, that rotation just at the split now, outside of Portage. That's where it's at. You know, it's embedded in this line. I'm not sure that we'd be able to see anything even if we were right there, because there's quite a bit of precipitation with this. I think that we just got an update. Nope, I'm just getting the update. Tornado warning continues there into Portage and the western, I guess they're calling it the central portions of Columbia County.
And so again, Portage area, you should be seeking shelter indoors, away from windows, lowest level of the building that you're in. And we are watching that storm just outside of Poinette as well. So there's two different portions of this storm that we are keeping tabs on. So if you're in the Portage Poinette area, I would be seeking shelter until this storm does pass through. And again, this is according to everything that we're watching on radar at this point. We don't have any confirmed reports from any spotters or anything yet. We don't have any additional updates from the National Weather Service as we're watching that system move through. I would say definitely the Portage area, Poinette area, and we will continue to see where that one goes. So that tornado warning for portions of Columbia County, we'll say east or central Columbia County, until 3:30 p.m. We'll monitor that system and provide updates as we see that. Again, that storm was located near Portage, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Radar indicated rotation at this point in time, but definitely possible to see debris with that. If you're in the Portage Lake, Wisconsin area, I would be seeking shelter immediately. And Corey, I do have an update on that one in Washera County that I've been watching as well. I'm going to pop onto that. That has now been turned into a tornado warning for South Central Washera County until 3:45 p.m. Locations impacted include Watoma, as is moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. And so we are watching that storm outside of Watoma, including the Silver Lake, Dakota Richford, and Spring Lake area, Corey.
That's Dave's cabin.
Yeah, I'm not real excited when I see that Spring Lake is mentioned in that storm. So, yeah, if you're in the Watoma area listening, which I do know we have some listeners up there that do listen to us up there, you should be seeking shelter immediately. They're streaming us on the Max FM website or via the free Civic Media app. So we do have listeners in that Watoma area that do listen to us. And
Westfield, too. I mean, we come in Westfield, and there's some rotation right over Westfield. I think maybe you can hear the tornado sirens in the background of my live hit here, but
yes, we can. Yep, and then we did lose it. We lost you, Corey. So
sorry, I was clicking things and I was too interested in what was happening right here in the Watertown area. So the sirens going off in Watertown where I'm at, but no tornado that I can see. I'm watching the wall cloud here. There may have been a funnel or some rotation, or sheriffs have been right behind me the whole time.
That's not surprising.
Not surprising at all. But watching watching the exact same things that I'm watching here. So.
Okay, and I was just trying to see if I could. Unfortunately, my cameras are offline up in the Wautoma area, so I was trying to see if I could pull a camera up in the Wautoma area, and those have been offline, unfortunately, for a day or two. So I'll be checking those out over the weekend, hopefully. So again, Corey Hartman, Dave Grant broadcasting live. It is 3:10 p.m. Again, continuous severe weather coverage for a tornado warning that's impacting portions of Columbia County, and we're watching the area. Right now, I would say the Portage area, Poinette area, you should be seeking shelter immediately if you're in these areas. This could possibly extend out to the outside of Portage as well. We'll keep an update on that and see what happens. Again, then the latest tornado warning was issued for Washera County. That goes until 3:45 p.m. for a storm that was located right over Wautoma, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. This is a radar-indicated rotation in Washera County. Again, if you're in the Wautoma, Silver Lake area, Spring Lake area, you should be seeking shelter immediately with that storm. So we're monitoring all of those tornado warnings, as well as one that was issued in portions of Dodge County as well. So we definitely are keeping our hands very busy today, Corey, with this. And so again, Dave Grant, Corey Hartman, we're broadcasting live.
Sorry, Dave, it was muted again. just sitting here, sending a picture to the National Weather Service so that they can see what I'm seeing here northeast of Watertown. So that's what I was doing when I didn't respond to you.
Oh, no worries. I'm also working on trying to get another audio source set up. So that way, if we do need to do other options with you later on tonight, we have those available to you as well. I won't be sending you pictures of that just yet, Corey, because, I've added a few things into the remote studio here today.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. That's great. So the rotation that we were watching near Portage is weakening. That's some good news as I kind of back up the radar here a little bit. That's weakening. I would not be surprised to see that warning canceled. Also, that second area of rotation that we were looking at just northwest of Portage has also weakened considerably. So you're going to get some gusts. You're going to get some torrential rainfall. Dave, you were saying how much rain was falling in Baraboo earlier.
Yeah, it came down pretty hard and heavy. You couldn't even really see outside the windows of the remote studio that I was observing this in. It was a pretty heavy downpour. I don't know how much we got in that short of time, but definitely heavy rain came through the Baraboo area as part of the system.
Let's see here. We also... Well, apparently we had at least a funnel cloud possible touchdown with that Fox Lake storm.
Oh, really?
So it was when I was looking at it on radar, there was apparently a chaser there, and I'm seeing a video from there of it touching down. And then, of course, they finally did issue the tornado warning. Now they have confirmed that tornado warning. Confirmed tornado over Waupun, moving northeast to 25. So two north of Beaver Dam, we've got a tornado over in that neck of the woods. So,
and that's confirmed by a storm chaser. So that is actually not radar indicated, but confirmed.
Yeah, with live video over in that area. So I continue to pick the wrong storm to be on today, I'm saving the good folks of Watertown and surrounding area from a tornado today.
I would never joke about if Corey Hartman is chasing the storm that you don't have to worry about having any bad weather there at all. So
right.
So again, we're watching the tornado warning for portions of Columbia County. Again, it looks like that's weakening. I'm almost thinking in the next pass we may see this canceled just based on what I'm watching here. I see that one is weakening outside of Portage. So we'll keep on it until we receive official confirmation. I'll be honest with you, the one up in Washera County, definitely in the Wautoma area, that tornado warning continues to 3:45 p.m. That one is showing more indication on radar being a little bit of a heavier storm. Again, if you're listening in the Wautoma area, and you're in Wautoma, Silver Lake area, Dakota, Richford, and the Spring Lake area, you should be seeking shelter indoors. And that one in Westfield continues to be a severe thunderstorm warning. And now I see that one in Dodge County, they have indicated that we're seeing a different color on the radar because they have confirmed a tornado over Waupun, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour, confirmed by trained weather spotters, Corey, such as yourself.
Sorry, just talking to some of the locals here. Obviously, when a storm chaser pulls over on the side of the road, the people stop behind you and ask you questions, and you know, even law enforcement will come take a peek at the radar every once in a while. So,
yeah, at least it's your weather radar and not their radar and their squad car. Oh, sorry.
Well, yeah, usually it's the other way around. So that tends to happen. So
yes.
So where are we at with Columbia County, Dave? Is it still technically in effect here?
It is still technically in effect, and I'm watching where the warned area is. Nat has moved outside of the Portage area. I'm seeing that weaken right now. I am really surprised. I expected the 315 update that we'd see that storm expire. So I am gonna kind of keep tabs on that one. Honestly, the one I'm really the most intrigued in is that one in Dodge County in the Waupun area. That one is definitely the one, and granted, that's outside our listening area, and so is Wautoma. Technically, we know we have some people that stream up in that area. And so, again, watching multiple tornado warnings within the area today. Corey Hartman, Dave Grant with you at 3:16 p.m. We're broadcasting live on 99.7 Max FM. As a reminder, you can always stream us via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mousetap on 99.7 Max FM. We did receive reports that we had power flickering in the downtown Baraboo area, Corey. So,
well, that's interesting. I mean, there are some wind gusts, right? So, you know, when we're talking about a tornado warning, that also means there could be severe thunderstorm winds in there as well, in and close to that warning. So would not be surprised if some of the power lines are, you know, snapping together a little bit. But, yeah, not completely out of the question. You know, every time a big storm comes through, we lose power somewhere in the network, Dave.
Yes, we do, and we kind of know that is how that happens. Okay, we do have a new tornado warning that was just issued. Let me see what this is about. This tornado warning is for North Central Columbia County and Marquette County until 3:45 p.m. This is for a severe thunderstorm, possibly producing a tornado, located in a line extending 10 miles south of Westfield to 11 miles southwest of Montello to Portage, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour.
Endeavor, Dave, the Endeavor area has another one of those strong areas of rotation showing up on the radar right now. So, again, radar indicated, nothing touching down at the moment as far as we know, but you're going to get some gusty wind.
All right, so we are, Corey Hartman is breaking up. He's monitoring some things.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, again, just the fat finger on the button here. So, yeah, it's basically near the Endeavor area, going to get some gusty winds. Could see the potential of a tornado there. And then really anywhere along this line, we could see a brief spin-up. Now that it has become more of a straight line, if you will, any of these tornadoes would be brief. They would be embedded in the line. And that's, I think, why they kind of drew the box the way they did, and they're saying you know, along a line, basically from Westfield down to Partyville, and anywhere along that line, there could be a potential spin up. So that's, I think, what they're doing. I think that's what they're thinking right now.
Yeah, just covering their bases based on everything that they're seeing on radar. Again, the Endeavor area, if you're in that area, you should be seeking shelter indoors, away from windows immediately. That is one area that is our primary concern. We have the severe thunder. There's another warning that's popping up here, too. So there is a now flash flood warning for northwestern Marquette County as well until 6:30 p.m.
Rain has been coming down there quite significantly. So not surprised to see a flash flood warning.
So we pretty much have our map lit up now as we're looking at the tornado warning continuing for that portion of Columbia County outside of the Portage area, but
flood warning is for our friends in Westfield. It's been raining there for quite some time. Would not be surprised if I don't know if you can click on that that warning, Dave, and see how much rain has fallen and how much they expect to still fall.
And let me click on it. So they're saying, okay, that flash flood warning for Marquette County is until 6:30 p.m. tonight. Obviously, rain gauges indicated thunderstorms producing heavy rain across that warned area. Between 1 to 2 inches of rain have fallen, and they're expecting another 1 to 2 inches in 1 hour. So we're talking 2 to 4 inches of rain in that warned area. So
over flash just a flooding very is possible. Small amount of time.
Exactly. When you have that much rain fall that fast, that means roads can flood over. Obviously, if you see water in the road, turn around. Don't drown. Trust me, I've been in vehicles. You do not want to be floating in a vehicle through water.
It only takes about 6 inches to lift most cars and make them buoyant and float away.
And I've been in a truck that floated along due to flood water. So speaking from experience, do not do it. Turn around. Don't drown. 6 inches of water doesn't seem that deep, Corey. It will move your vehicle right along, and you're just long for the ride at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're back to 4 tornado warnings that are currently active in Wisconsin, in southern and central Wisconsin. So the busy afternoon continues. Basically, anybody that is, let's call it Neshkoro, down to Montello, down to Endeavor, areas near and just north of Portage, that is where the closest tornado warnings are here in the Max FM listening area. So we will let you know when we can give you an all clear. Baraboo, you're clear right now.
Yes.
That's the good news, is Baraboo is clear at the moment.
Yep, we're watching basically Columbia County, Marquette County, Washera County, and it's basically, I'm going to just go with the warning that was just issued for North Central Columbia County and Marquette County, tornado warning until 3:45 p.m. Severe thunderstorms capable of producing a tornado were located along a line extending from 10 miles south of Westfield to 11 miles southwest of Montello to Portage, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. This is radar indicated for, again, North Central Columbia County, Marquette County. And again, locations impacted include Montello, Westfield, Lawrence, Packwaukee, Oxford, Endeavor, Springfield Corners, Briggsville, and Harrisville. And again, we were watching kind of that Endeavor area, Corey, and that definitely is the area that I am most concerned with at this point, just outside of the Oxford area, is the Endeavor area.
Yeah, my radar's locked up a little bit here, but yeah, I can still see some rotation near the Endeavor vicinity, as you mentioned just a minute ago. This would be Endeavor, and just north of Endeavor, this is going to cross basically I-39 and 82 intersection. And we've got a new severe thunderstorm warning that is now coming out for the eastern portion of Columbia County and for the northeastern portion of Dane County. So a severe thunderstorm warning in effect now on the southern end of the line.
And again, we can hear sirens with where Corey's at. He is in the Watertown area, so that is where he's at. So again, new severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Columbia County, northwestern Dane County. And that's for severe thunderstorms moving near the Rio area to Sun Prairie and McFarland. Again, this is radar indicated. So we now have severe thunderstorm warnings, tornado warnings, and flash flood warnings, Corey.
And a stout warning.
And a stout warning. I'm not sure what he is looking at behind me, but he's keeping tabs out the window, so there must be something going on behind us outside that I'll take a look in just a second.
Yeah, no problem. So once again, yeah, I'm chasing. I'm north of Watertown now. We've got a pretty decent rotation on the storm that I'm on. And, you know, the reason we're talking about it on the air in Baraboo, obviously we're doing coverage closer to home, but it just shows that this is a dynamic storm system with a lot of energy. You know, current temperatures out there, again, are right around 80 degrees. The dew point, which is the measure of how you know, moist it is in the atmosphere, is up around that 72 degree dew point, and that is very, very sticky and moist air. And of course, and I've got a tornado warning now here in my area, which you can probably hear going off in the background. Which is my phone, which is stuck under my steering wheel. There we go. Today is the day of technical difficulties, people. I don't know what to tell you, but usually on days where we have technical difficulties are the days we have real quote unquote tornadoes.
Right.
So I'm not really surprised that that's happening today. So
no, me neither.
but yeah, so we've got up and down this line here. I just want to I've been following a dump truck and this guy just keeps slowing down, turning and doing all sorts of crazy things, and he's finally making a right-hand turn, so I'll be able to get around him and actually safely look at the radar. So again, we're talking about our friends near Westfield, where of course there's also a flash flood warning going on. We've got a pretty decent area of rotation that is now east of Oxford. That'll be moving up toward Montello. It is north of Endeavor. We've got some rotation that passed just north of the Portage area a little bit ago. And so we're going to, see if anything, I don't believe anything touched down in the Portage vicinity. And then the new severe thunderstorm warning on the south side of all of that. And then to throw something else in there, a new tornado warning near Rio, Dave. So we're
seeing it all.
Yeah, it's going hot and heavy here now. So if you're in Rio, you need to be in shelter. I don't know if you can see that rotation on the radar there, Dave, but it has spun up right near Rio at this time. And pardon me here while I adjust my camera and roll some tape here. Because
you bet. I'll kind of take over so you can do that safely. Yeah, so again, 3:26 p.m. on Wednesday afternoon. You got Dave Grant, Corey Harmon. We are monitoring severe weather within the Max FM listening area. We have everything from tornado warnings to severe thunderstorm warnings. So I'm going to go back and just kind of give a brief summary of what we're watching. So we do have the tornado warning for North Central Columbia County and Marquette County. That's until 3:45 p.m. today. We're watching that storm move towards the Montello area. So if you're in Montello, you should be seeking shelter indoors, away from windows. Lowest level of your home or business, if you're only on a single-story business or home, seek shelter in a sturdy room away from windows and cover your head. We're also watching that storm near Rio, and so we are, again, we have that tornado warning that was just issued for northeastern Columbia County and northwestern Dodge County. That goes until 4 p.m. for a severe thunderstorm that is capable of producing a tornado that's located over Rio right now that is moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. This is radar-indicated rotation. So again, if you're in that Rio area, you should be seeking shelter indoors immediately. If you're in the Montello area, you should be seeking shelter immediately as well. And we are keeping tabs on a flash flood warning that has been issued now for Washera County in addition to Marquette County, Corey, because of the heavy rain that has moved through that area. 1 to 3 inches of rain have fallen in the Washera County area. And we are also monitoring the tornado warning that is...
Yeah, Dave, I'm actively monitoring a funnel cloud situation here. So
okay. Do you want me to take over on this end?
Yeah, you better take it for about 5 minutes. I'll try to get back with you here in a second.
All right. Sounds good. We'll let you take care of what you need to. And I'm just going to let Mays know he had a question on this end as well. So, okay, sounds good. This is Dave Grant. We are monitoring severe weather within the Max FM listening area. 3:28 p.m. Again, Dave Grant, Corey Harmon keeping tabs on the severe weather moving through the Max FM listening area. We have multiple tornado warnings within the listening area. I'm going to go with the newest one first. Tornado warning for northeastern Columbia County and northwestern Dodge County. That goes till 4 p.m. And so, again, this storm is moving through the Rio area right now. And this is radar indicated, and there is possibility of tornadoes in this area. Locations impacted include Randolph, Rio, Cambria, Wyacena, Friesland, and Doylestown. If you're in any of these areas, you should be seeking shelter indoors immediately. Lowest level of the home or business and away from windows. And please cover your head up as well so that you're safe during that event. The second one that we're watching is a tornado warning for portions of Marquette County, and this is for specifically the Montello area, and that storm is moving through the Montello area. So if you're in that area, you should be seeking shelter. Heavier storms in the Oxford Endeavor area. So We're monitoring that, and then we are also monitoring the Washura County area. They have a severe thunderstorm warning. That goes until 3:45 p.m. If you're in the Silver Lake, Dakota, Richford, or Spring Lake areas, you still should be seeking shelter indoors. They downgraded that one in Washura County from a tornado warning to a severe thunderstorm warning. So again, multiple warnings, and then you heard Corey Hartman talking. He is monitoring the area of the Watertown area, and so that is where he is at. You maybe heard the sirens in the background as he was moving through that area and doing some storm chasing in that area. So again, we're keeping tabs on these tornado warnings, specifically the Columbia County and Marquette County, because those are within our listening area. So we'll start with the one again in Columbia County. Tornado warning, northeastern Columbia County. That goes until 4 p.m. If you're located in the Ryle, Wyasena, Doylestown area, you should be seeking shelter indoors away from windows. And that storm is moving outside the Ryle area, and we're kind of just watching it go through Doylestown as well, and then possibly even into maybe the Cambria area as well. So that area is under that tornado warning for Columbia County. And then we also have the one for Marquette County, and we're watching that tornado warning, and that goes until, I believe, 4 p.m. and monitoring that one. If you're in the Montello area, you should be seeking shelter indoors away from windows. It has moved outside of Oxford and even into the areas, Marquette County, the primary, I would say, Montello, just north of Oxford as well. So we are keeping tabs on all those storms. And yeah, Mason said, yeah, there is another one for Columbia County. So yes, another one just popped in for Columbia County as well. So we are watching a lot of different things happening here. So we have now a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Columbia County, and that also goes until 4 p.m. for that storm that is moving through the Ryle area. And that's more specific to the Columbus area. So Columbus area from that severe thunderstorm warning. And then again, if you're in the areas of kind of the Ryle area, that's where they're watching that tornado warning. So yeah, we have a lot of different things on the map today that we're looking at. And then we also now have that tornado warning. Again, that's for southeastern Columbia County, northeastern Dane County, west central Dodge County until 4 p.m. So if you're in any of these warned areas, you should be seeking shelter indoors. At 3:30 p.m., the severe thunderstorm was located near Columbus, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. And so that one is moving towards Columbus, Fall River, Otsego, Doylestown, East Bristol, and South Beaver Dam. So again, all of these tornado warnings are starting to kind of come together is what we're seeing on the radar right now. So we're broadcasting live. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center, and we are monitoring tornado warnings for portions of Columbia and Marquette County. And so we do want to dispel one rumor that has been going around social media. People have asked about Green Acres. Green Acres is safe. They have even posted on their social media page 1 hour ago that the Green Acres restaurant is okay. They're opening tonight as normal at 4 p.m. And they thank everyone in the Sauk Prairie and all the law enforcement folks and first responders.
Try
in
the
Sauk
bacon
Prairie.
Wrapped. They're tasty.
What's tasty bacon wrapped? I heard bacon wrapped. Corey's going to unmute the button there so he can talk about something bacon
wrapped. Dates, Dave.
Oh, bacon wrapped dates. Ooh, that does sound good. And I'm hungry.
Yeah, try those. Try those there.
I think that's a good field trip.
I'm trying to make up for. Yeah, I'm trying to make up for mentioning their restaurant earlier.
So, yeah,
but it was very close to there.
It was close to there, and social media just kind of took off with it and run with this. And so again, that's one thing I do want to mention too, as we're talking about this. Don't believe everything you see on social media. Make sure you're listening to reputable sources. That is something that's important during events like this as well. A lot of people out there behind the keyboards, and so that's kind of what we're keeping tabs on. So and someone texted in yummy hearing about bacon wrap dates, Corey.
Probably my wife. She likes those.
So, yes, Dave Grant, Corey Hartman, we're doing continuous severe weather coverage for Tornado warnings are basically impacting Columbia County and Marquette County. Again, we're watching these storms that are moving through. Corey, where are you at again right now? You said Watertown?
Closer to Hartford now.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. And so that is where Corey's at. So we are keeping tabs on multiple tornado warnings. The one that we're keeping tabs on is the one for northeastern Columbia County. That is going until 4 p.m. today. And again, that was located near Ryle. That is moving towards like the Doylestown area, Cambria, Wyacena, and Friesland area. So if you're in those areas, should be seeking shelter immediately. We also have the one in Marquette County that we're keeping tabs on as well. So that is the other thing that we are keeping tabs on during this event, Corey. Plenty of stuff going on right now.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. Obviously, where I'm at, there was a tornado warning. We had a funnel cloud, which I'll send you a picture of that. Not that, again, not that our listeners necessarily care, but you can see I had a pretty decently defined, very quickly rotating funnel cloud. So these are going to kind of pulse up and maybe drop a quick tornado down to the ground and then back up. Of course, tornadoes actually form from the ground up, but we won't get into those technicalities today. And then here's the turn that I want to make, so I won't miss that. And here in just a couple of minutes, I'll be able to give you a full breakdown radar update when I just get repositioned.
Yeah, so again, we have Corey Hartman. He's out storm chasing. I am live in studio, 3:36 p.m. We're broadcasting live on 99.7 Max FM in the Baraboo area, 103.7 FM in the Reedsburg area, of course, streaming online at max.fm or streaming anytime in the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. So, yes, we're watching multiple storms, and again, we're watching the tornado warnings for southeastern Columbia County until 4 p.m. again. That is affecting the Ryo area, Doylestown, and that is also in Columbus. So if you're in the Columbus Fall River area, you should be seeking shelter immediately. It is just outside of the Columbus area right now, and I'm looking at some things in the Fall River area. So if you're in the Fall River area, you should be indoors as well. So seek shelter away from windows and into your room. And again, southeastern Columbia County under that tornado warning until 4 p.m. Marquette County for portions of that. That tornado warning remains in effect until 3:45. So those storms were in along a line extending near Westfield to 8 miles north of Partyville. So these storms are pretty wide at this point, and everything is radar indicated. We do not have any reports of damage or any other issues in these areas. So we're going by everything that is radar indicated at this point. And all right, I do have an update in Washera County. This is from Emergency Management. Highway 21 is impassable at the moment east of Wautoma and west of Coloma with high water across the roadway. So again, this is from Washera County. From their Emergency Management, Highway 21 is impassable east of Wautoma and west of Coloma with high water across the roadway. So we are seeing that there's flash flood warnings within Washera County and Marquette County. We also have multiple trees down reported in Richford from the emergency management in Washera County. So those are confirmed reports of things that are happening within that area, Corey. All right, and Corey is alt storm chasing. And so, again, this is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM, Corey Hartman from the Max FM Weather Center, continuing to keep tabs on these tornado warnings impacting portions of Columbia County. I am going to focus on the Columbus area. If you're in the Columbus area, you should be seeking shelter immediately. That is moving through that area as well as Fall River. We do have that tornado warning for basically southeastern Columbia County that goes until 4 p.m. So if you're in the Columbus area, Stegall, Doylestown, East Bristol area, and the South Beaver Dam area as well, I'm starting to see that head towards Beaver Dam. So if you're in South Beaver Dam, you want to be aware of that storm moving your way. Also, tornado warning for southeastern Columbia County, and that was again for that thunderstorm near Columbus. And that's moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. That is radar indicated. So we're keeping tabs on that. And then again, the tornado warning for portions of Marquette County. I only am really seeing a cell basically now in the Westfield area. That would be my primary concern as I'm looking at the radar for Marquette County. So again, these are tornado warnings for Marquette County and portions of Columbia County. The Marquette County goes until 3:45. I believe they'll let that expire, but we did have flash flood warnings issued for northwestern Marquette County until 6:30 p.m. due to the heavy rainfall that happened in that area. So be aware of that if you're in areas that are low-lying underpasses and drainage issues within Marquette County. In Washera County, you want to be aware of your surroundings. Do not drive in flood water. This is from my own personal experience. Do not do it. And then we are watching that, again, from Washera County Emergency Management. Highway 21 is impassable near, it's east of Wautoma and west of Coloma. So you cannot go down Highway 21 due to the flood waters that are crossing Highway 21 between Wautoma and Coloma. And again, in Washera County, Richfield, there are trees down per the emergency management director. So those are confirmed reports of events that have happened. And so we are keeping tabs on all of this. Corey, if you're back with us, I'll let us know, please.
I am, Dave. I'm just, again, lots of traffic out here today.
Yes, and I totally get that. And also, we just got a text in that they say, I want to send a huge thank you to the whole weather team. We're out driving around, and we were the guys who they were listening to make safe choices today. So thank you to our listener that texted that, yeah. And you are welcome. That is what we are here for, Corey.
Yeah, that's why we do it. I mean, obviously, keeping people safe is our number one priority, and that's why we break in with these. Did get an update from Drew Smith. He said he was right in that rotation we were talking about earlier near Portage, and there was nothing there. And so that's a good update in that vicinity.
And so, yeah, I mean, this is what we're keeping track of. That's why we are doing what we do. And so, again, Dave Grant, Corey Hartman, 341. We're broadcasting from the Max FM Weather Center. And then, all right, I'm just getting a report in that. Okay, yeah, in the Portage area, it looks like a little bit of flooding in that area, too. So some street-level flooding over in the O'Reilly area. So if you know where O'Reilly's is at in the Portage area, there's some flooding over there. I know what the name of the pizza place used to be. That's no longer there. So again, that's on Highway 51 outside of Portage, just looking at some pictures of street flooding in Portage. So just be aware of that in the Highway 51 area. The O'Reilly Auto Parts area is the easiest way to do it since I don't have the specific other businesses in that area. So
well,
a lot of things
is,
happening.
Dave, the good news is that a lot of the rotation is starting to move out of the Max FM listening area. We still have some moderate rotation northwest of Montello. We've got rotation right over Cambria right now, and that's about it. Those are really the two areas that are the most concerning. Now, as far as reports, we've got trees down southeast of Coloma. We've got 21 report that you talked about, and then winds gusting 45 to 65 miles per hour elsewhere within these thunderstorms.
So yeah, definitely a lot going on. So again, we're keeping track of all of these things. Corey, how long do we want to keep tabs on this since it's starting to get kind of outside the listening area?
Yeah, I would say we're just about done here with our coverage. I would suggest tuning into other radio stations further east, like The Bug. Would be a great station to tune into, 102.3, as you said, in that area. And that they'll carry it from here, I think.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm going to work on getting things lined back up in our library here because obviously we had a lot of things happening here, Corey. And
yeah, I'll give a little radar update while I tool through. I'm not even sure where I am. Iron Ridge, that's where I'm at. So we've still got some heavy rain and some gusty winds for the Wautoma down to just outside of Coloma and Westfield. It seems like we've been talking about Westfield all day here today. Montello, still some gusty winds, and then for the far eastern portions of Columbia County.
Okay, perfect. And I do have everything lined up and ready to go whenever you are, Corey.
Yeah, I think that'll do it. Again, let's look back to the west. I do not see another line of this caliber, but, you know, Tornado Watch still goes for about another 2.5 hours here. So we're going to continue to stick around. And, Dave, you'll be in the studio, and I'll be out here watching the scary-looking clouds.
Perfect. Well, make sure you send me pictures of those, bud. And again, Dave Grant, Corey Hartman, we were keeping track of severe weather moving through the Max FM listening area. Tornado Watch does continue until 6 p.m. for the Max FM listening area. I will be in studio until that watch does clear. Again, feel free to text us in anytime, 608-355-9970. You can stream us on the free Civic Media app as well. And you can listen to us anytime, 99.7 Max FM in the Bearberry, 103.7 FM in the Reedsburg area. This is Dave Grant and Corey Hartman with 99.7 Max FM. We'll return you to regular programming.
Today's big deal of the day, Main Street Books. This downtown Reedsburg gem celebrates 17 years of providing the best in used books to the community. Their bargain cart is always available to help you support local causes. Keeping the Reed in Reedsburg one book at a time, visit Main Street Books. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com right now and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Looking for big flavor and even bigger savings? Baraboo Fresh Market is turning up the heat on savings. This is Craig. Stock up on grilling favorites. Certified Angus Beef Eye of the Round Steaks, just $5.49 a pound. And Boneless Pork Sirloin Roast, only $1.99 a pound. Load up on fresh produce. 5-pound russet potatoes, $1.99. Or Washington Fuji Apples, just $1.29 a pound. Quench your thirst with 5 Powerades for $5. Or grab a 24-pack of Pepsi for just $11.99. All this and more at the Baraboo Fresh Market. Your hometown store, open 4 a.m. to midnight.
Join the big rigs with bigger hearts as they're trucking for a cause. At the Badger State Trucking Show at the Badger Steam and Gas Grounds in Baraboo on Friday and Saturday, August 8th and 9th. Country music concerts each night featuring big names like the Kentucky Headhunters, Tony Justice, Steve Mullender, and Long Haul Paul. Check out the incredible trucks, light shows, and the kids' activities. All to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation and St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Get your tickets today. Go to badgerstatetruckingshow.org for details.
Make time to visit Sandy Shores Tubing this summer for a family fun day. Located in Mauston and just 15 minutes from Wisconsin Dells. Enjoy the calm waters, secluded beaches, and magnificent scenery with a 3-mile self-guided float on the Wisconsin River. Or have fun on the inflatable obstacles course, which includes runways, tunnels, large slides, trampolines, mountain climbing, balance beams, and more. River Tubing and Inflatables Obstacle Course opens 7 days a week. Visit sandyshorestubing.com today to make your reservation.
99.7 Max FM.
Fill up my cup. let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like on my god.
Like on my god.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov.
L'chaim.
Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it, let's live it up, and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock, easy come, easy go, now we on top, feel the shot, body rock, rock it, don't stop.
Black Eyed Peas, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Max FM, and a very busy day here weather-wise. I want to thank Corey Hartman, Dave Grant, and Mace Michaels for their continued coverage during the tornado warnings. We do have that tornado watch in effect for the next couple of hours, so we'll still be keeping an eye to the sky. You keep an ear right here at Max FM.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown and some of the people who made it the gem city? For you ghost hunters, would you be interested in the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or can you imagine yourself experiencing a ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide who points out the best places to make the most of your time in this beautiful downtown? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo Tour today.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the White House, President Trump criticized Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, renewing his calls for Powell to lower interest rates. The president also says he talked in concept of firing Powell with Republicans, but says it's highly unlikely he'll fire him.
I talked about the concept of firing him. I said, what do you think? Almost every one of them said I should. But I'm more conservative than they are.
President Trump nominated Powell during his first term in the White House. President Biden kept Powell as chair for another four-year term. The House taking up a cryptocurrency package again a day after 12 Republicans joined Democrats to block the spending measures from advancing to the floor. More than 100 wildfires are burning in the U.S., two of them in Arizona near the Grand Canyon. Some rain helping fire crews today, but both fires are still 0% contained. And in the Gulf, a tropical storm could develop in the next 48 hours, targeting the Gulf Coast. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The state joins a $720 million settlement against opioid drug makers. Attorney General Josh Call and 45 other attorneys general reaching an agreement requiring 8 opioid manufacturers to make payments. Call says that would amount to about $12 million for Wisconsin to combat the opioid epidemic. An Arkansas man accused of kidnapping a pregnant Wisconsin teenager pleaded not guilty on charges of abduction and child enticement Tuesday in Dodge County Court. Court filings say 40-year-old Gary Day is the father of the teen's unborn child. Milwaukee Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky is again calling for sprinkler systems to be required in older buildings. This after a Monday apartment building fire that left a 4-year-old girl dead, her mother critically injured. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Tornado watch has been issued and lasts until 6 o'clock tonight. A few tornadoes are possible, scattered damaging wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour, and large hail. Alongside heavy soaking rainfall, flash floods are possible. Stay safe. Need a getaway or change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.